The Inugami Curse, written by Seishi Yokomizo and read by Akira Matsumoto. In February 1904, Sahei Inugami, one of the leading businessmen of the Shinshu region, the founder of the Inugami Group and the so-called Silk King of Japan, died at his lakeside villa in Nasu at the venerable age of 81. After his death, the rags-to-riches tale of the self-made man, already related over several decades in various newspaper and magazine articles, was published by the Inugami Foundation in its most detailed version to date. According to this book, The Life of Sahei Inugami, Sahei was orphaned at a young age and drifted to the Lake Nasu region when he was 17. He had no idea where he had been born, who his parents were, or even whether his unusual surname, literally Dog God, had been inherited from his ancestors or conferred by someone with a fertile imagination. Most men embellish their family trees when they become rich or famous, but Sahei Inugami made no attempt to do so. "We're all born without a stitch on our backs," was his constant declaration to those around him. "Until I turned 17, I was like a pauper, drifting from place to place," he would say without hesitation. "It was only when I found my way to Nasu and Mr. Nonomiya took me in that fortune finally smiled on me." Daini Nonomiya was the priest of Nasu Shrine, a Shinto complex that graced the shores of Lake Nasu. Sahei felt he owed him a lifelong debt. So etched in his mind was Daini's generosity that the usually bold and arrogant Sahei would always sit up straight in humble respect whenever Nonomiya's name was mentioned. Yet, while his unchanging gratitude and devotion to the priest's family were certainly commendable, Sahei failed to realize that everything, even gratitude, has a limit that should not be exceeded, and that his excessive gratitude toward the Nonomiya family would embroil his own kin in a series of bloody murders after his death. Let it be a lesson to us all that even good intentions can lead to great tragedy if not executed with the utmost care. When the two men first met, young Sahei was, as he later recounted, an indigent drifter. One day, he lay exhausted under the raised floor of the worship hall of Nasu Shrine. It was late autumn and impossible to live without heat in this bitterly cold lakeside region. But Sahei was dressed only in the flimsiest rags, tied around him by a rope, and he had eaten hardly anything for 3 days. Starved and freezing, he knew he was dying. In fact, if Daini had found him any later, Sahei probably would have died there like a dog.